Greetings, this is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, bringing you your weekly roundup of insurance news dated this Monday, April 7th, 2025. We begin with the community-led response to the storm-struck town of Casterton. Insurers are buckling down to support those affected by the recent severe storms. The Insurance Council of Australia, or ICA, is holding a crucial community consultation on Wednesday this week. In a town hall-style setting, company representatives will meet one-on-one with affected homeowners, guiding them on claim processes, strategies for effective recovery, and navigating the complaint logging process. Liam Walter, the ICA's Director of Mitigation and Extreme Weather Response, stressed these in-person sessions as invaluable. They enable affected residents to directly address the impacts posed by the storm. Local agencies and Dan Tihan, the federal MP, have made personal impact stories a high priority, showing the critical need for this initiative. As we transition to the political terrain, the election drumbeat grows louder, and Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has officially slated the federal election for May 3rd. With this announcement, the ICA is pushing for more robust risk mitigation strategies. On the table are 16 proposals to improve insurance affordability, starring a $30 billion flood defense fund designed to lessen the impact of floods, these being Australia's costliest natural disasters. Disappointingly, the federal budget has pivoted away from these measures, focusing instead on more immediate cost of living relief. One particular plea from the ICA is for state insurance taxes to be scrapped to lower insurance premiums and better coverage. Rooted in their Advancing Australia's Resilience guidelines, the ICA's aim, as the government campaigns get into full swing, is to urge the incoming administration to invest meaningfully in recovery and financial stability. Now, onto a legal turn of events swirling around two major insurers. The Supreme Court of New South Wales has ruled that Allianz Australia Insurance and AWP Australia are to bear substantial financial penalties for inaccurate online claims regarding their financial products. The court-ordered fines totaled $13.5 million for Allianz and $3.3 million for AWP, this resulting from their promotion of dubious travel insurance benefits from 2016 to 2018. This decision falls on the heels of the Royal Commission's investigation into financial misconduct and underscores the company's insufficient compliance review measures. An important emphasis here is transparency in marketing financial products, asserting the real-world consequences for misinformation, which includes potentially serious legal and reputational damage. This case sets an industry-wide precedent for regulatory oversight, acting as a wake-up call for all insurance firms to reinforce their compliance frameworks, thereby safeguarding consumer trust. I'm Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, keeping you informed to navigate the world of insurance with confidence. For more information on personal and business insurance services, visit financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next week, remember, to be informed is to be empowered.